United Kingdom cutting-edge news program. This is Lou Caverly. It's August 18th, 2022, and summer is passing quickly. We are still bringing you the outrageous, sometimes abomination to God, summer shocks / secrets. Elizabeth Cuppett Caverly and I can be heard on WWCR on the Internet and also on shortwave frequencies, 4.840 megahertz, Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, playing again Saturdays at 8 a.m. on a frequency of 7.490 megahertz. Also on Monday afternoons, 4 p.m., 9.350 megahertz. Our website is DividedKingdomRadio.com. And be sure to check out the new network, KingdomStarRadio.com. Lots of great Christian talk radio there, including Pastor Ernie Sanders and Jan Markell.
This is Elizabeth. Lou, you and I continue to marvel at how Almighty God has brought us to this Ezekiel 33 Watchman platform. You precious Divided Kingdom listeners are making the difference, many times sacrificially, we know, to keep us on air. And we've all been praying for each other, including Fred for the serious back injury to get well. And he was doing something really wonderful for the Lord when this happened. He was trying to mount a huge cross near his home. And, of course, Jesus Christ was opposed by Satan. He did not want Fred to do this. But Fred is improving, and we ask you again to pray for the Pennsylvania doctor who stood firm against aborted fetal-derived COVID shots and lost his job. And Frank, after the open-heart surgery, please keep praying for these persons and other listeners to the Divided Kingdom we know who need health aids and money and so much more from the Lord. Just keep praying, we ask you. And also now there's one more person to put into your prayers, listeners. And this was a listener we enjoyed getting correspondence from for years until the listener's shortwave radio broke, and so we were now out of touch. Now the listener has a new radio and happily wrote to us after years of, you know, not hearing from the person, and the person can hear us. That's the happy news. But no home. The person has no home. The wheels of injustice seemingly have seized the home after a porch roof did not pass muster. And we have heard now that the person has been resituated in an apartment. Now, Lou and I are not legal experts. We can't really advise whether any kind of legal action can retrieve the property. And, you know, we would point out one time, again, this is to tell you that when you follow the Lord, sometimes you will pay a sacrifice or have to make a sacrifice. We had a mentally ill neighbor. This is over a decade ago. And we were trying to help this person get his home because his mother had not left it to him in her will. So we hired a lawyer, and the lawyer went through an awful lot because this person was rather severely mentally ill. He was diagnosed later as a paranoid schizophrenic. So Lou and I were trying to be mom and pop, you see, to help him because we had been a close friend of his mother. She was a wonderful Christian person. So eventually he finally did get the home, and he immediately sold it and went to Virginia. And in Hopewell, Virginia, another person who possibly cheated him out of some of that money he did get from his mother's property helped him find an old ramshackle house, and he was living there in Hopewell, Virginia. And then a year or two went by, and he got in touch with us that he was in the arrears with his property taxes. Well, Lou and I decided we would try again to help, and it was told us by him it would be about $2,000. Well, it ended up being $5,640. And Lou and I struggled that whole winter. You know, we didn't buy groceries. I just kept cooking everything out of the pantry. We were just trying and trying, and we finally were able to pay this money to Hopewell, Virginia. Within days, the property was declared condemned, and it was seized, and I think they put him in a motel or something. And Lou and I tried and tried to get our money back from Hopewell, Virginia. But no, no. Most of these New World Order heartless people are never going to do anything right. But, you know, we were not sorry. We had tried to do what we thought the Lord asked us to do. And since that time, we've had great blessings of renewal in our families, haven't we, Lou?
Yes, we have.
And renewals with each other. We've had our radio program grow. So you must never be upset if you suffer for the Lord. But now, this person really needs help because the person, you see, is in this apartment and no longer has a driver's license. It ran out. The person is in the apartment and gets one snap meal a day. And again, the person said it's a lot of GMO food. Now, we looked at some of the menus. It didn't look too bad to me. There was brown rice. That's pretty helpful. There was protein. But the thing that we know is this listener is being crushed by shock and grief. And we ask you to pray for the listener to turn to Jesus. The listener is a very intelligent person who had very many theories running by us through the years. One was about the right brain dominance and different things. And the person seemed to think that the problems in the world all related to some of these theories. But we wanted to always portray Jesus as unique because he is. He is the creator, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he is the one that we need to turn our lives over to, accepting him as our personal savior. Lou, you remember when I was in some of those dark years and there were a lot of family troubles, me standing on the corner there at Colonial Williamsburg and saying, well, God, if you're real, why don't you show me? You remember, don't you?
I certainly do.
You and I had gone through an awful lot. And, you know, he certainly has. So we do urge this listener. We do not have the listener's address. We cannot really write back to the listener. That was by the listener's choice, I'm sure, to keep privacy through the years. But I do urge you to pray that something will lift the heart and give help to the listener. And what we think is now, the times we're going into, the listener probably has to accentuate the gratitude, not the anger and the upset over the injustice, because injustices happen. Lou, I also remember how you went 7 years without a job. Master teacher that you are, there were little tinkly little jobs at Radio Shack and selling a few cars, but you made no money. 7 years, you were taught an awful lesson of humility, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Yes, and you had made a smart remark about teaching, and I was fearful for you when you had made that smart remark. And God is someone who has the wheels of justice going, but boy, they grind thin and fine. And the same with me. When I refused to tutor a little child, and then because his parents had more or less insulted my methods, God was furious, so I never worked again. That was the end. And as a young woman, I had a heart attack and I had lupus. So I learned too. Now, we're not saying that this listener has done anything wrong. We're not saying that, but we're saying that the listener has to realize perhaps the situation there is not too bad, because we're reading about people who really are totally homeless, and that God will take care of the kind of judgment on the evil people, the New World Order kind of people who've done this to the person. But what we do suggest to the person is, to the listener, number one, trust and pray to Jesus. Number two, ask him to bless the food, even if some of it is GMO. And three, try to buy a good water filter. The person mentioned having arthritis, and it would be, and effective chemtrails, too, was mentioned. Even while the person was in the home that was still owned. But if at all possible, they used to run around $300+. A Berkey, the black filter, water filters. and it would be vital to be able to have good water in that apartment. So try to think about that. Pastor Butch, I think, used to help some people paying much less to get Berkey filters. But you see, then, this listener, you will have to identify yourself. You would have to get in touch with Pastor Butch. You would have to maybe write to us. I don't know. But you can be praying about these things. And if you don't want to identify yourself, maybe God will just help you. I'm sure that the company Lehman's, L-E-H-M-A-N-S, in Ohio, it's an Amish company, country store type deal, they sold the Berkey water filters. Now, point four, this is very touchy, but pray to God that he will let you find a friend, a Christian, a real Christian friend. And this listener is no dope. The listener knows that there are evil things going on, like the genocide, the COVID clot shot genocide. So you can't just pick some kind of sleepy pastor who wants to just get along with the New World Order. But there may be some activities. We noticed on the sheet where you live, there were some activities with people. And there again, you have to be very careful because you're in your upper 60s. You don't want to have the clot shot vaccine shedding on you. So I'm not sure what to do about this, whether you'll actually reach out to one or two people. And then the other thing was, you now have your shortwave radio, and you can get a schedule from WWCR. You can listen, and we do recommend Pastor Bob Martin. His program is on right after hours on Thursday nights. There are some other good programs. On Saturday morning, when we have our replay at 8 a.m. right after us, there's Pastor Linda Rode. And God spared her life in an awful car crash, I'm sure, so that she could put on some of these programs. So you see now what you can do, listener, rather than being just ground up with grief and anger and resentment, you ask Jesus to come into your life. And then you can make this schedule where you listen to these people on your shortwave and you pray for these programs and for the listeners. That's all that I can give you right now. We've had a very stressful week. We think rather productive, but in fact, 2 days ago, I thought, how will I ever talk to this listener? I don't have what it takes. But God, you see, gave me the words, and we hope that this will be the beginning of you getting some help and knowing Jesus as your personal Savior. And I'm not going to even mention whether you're a man or a woman. We never knew in those years. Now we do know, but we ask our listeners and to pray for you, and we're not going to identify the state either. But you are always a friend to us, and we always appreciate it. Now, we appreciated it, rather. Lou, now let's move right on.
All right, we're going to begin with from WorldNet Daily, an article by Bob Unruh.
And I have to say that this is such a good article that it takes the place of Lou or I having a radio monologue. This is Bob Unruh's monologue tonight.
Biden administration confirms goal is liberal world order, and consumers must pay high gas prices in support. This appeared in July 1st, 2022. Perhaps the new world order, a phrase that has been used previously, many times negatively, has too much baggage. Or perhaps there's another reason. But a Biden administration official has just confirmed that Americans will have to keep paying those nearly $5 a gallon prices for gasoline, because that's what's needed right now for the, quote, liberal world order, unquote.
Woo!
The comment came during a CNN appearance by Biden advisor Brian Deese. He said, and I quote, "This is about the future of the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm," unquote. His response was to a question about what to tell Americans facing those massively inflated gasoline prices under Biden's policies, where the cost of a tank of gasoline can easily surpass $100. Lon Dreher of the American Conservative said, quote, "Yeah, why don't you ask the working people struggling to fill up their cars how much they care about the future of the liberal world order? The unhappy fact is that Russia is going to win this war, And our oil and gas boycotts are not only not hurting Russia, but helping it get richer while impoverishing our own people. What sense does that make? In May, the governor of the Bank of England, the equivalent in the U.S. to the head of the Federal Reserve, warned of apocalyptic food shortages coming later this year, as Ukraine produces 27% of the world's wheat, but can't export it because of the war. Like most people, I hate Russia's war in Ukraine, but again, it is worth our own people going hungry, or is it worth our own people going hungry to prevent Russia from prevailing in a war it will inevitably win anyway, unquote. At the Washington Examiner, a report explained Deese's demands came just after Joe Biden, quote, told reporters that the public should expect prices to remain at their current level for as long as it takes, and those are his words, for as long as it takes for Ukraine to win the war against Russia, unquote. He described current times as uncertain, based on a poll revealing that 85% of Americans say the nation under Biden is on the wrong track. And Deese went on to say, when prices are high, people are understandably frustrated when they are pulling up at the gas pump. That's understandable. At the same time, it is our job, and it's the president's firm conviction that what he can do as president is to take every responsible action that he has, and we have, and also remind the American people that even as we go through the challenging period, this challenging period, even whilst we move through this transition, we also have made historic economic progress, unquote. The Daily Mail pointed out Deese, the chief of the National Economic Council, immediately was blasted by Representative Byron Donalds of Florida. He said, the liberal world order? These people are nuts. Senator Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas, identified the comments as, quote, completely out of touch, unquote. The report explained just last week, Deese claimed the way to cut inflation was tax the rich and reform prescription prices. He also claimed inflation mostly comes from price increases in, quote, prices in three products, in beef, in pork, and in poultry, unquote. Biden repeatedly has blamed the nation's roughly 8.6% inflation rate as Putin's price hike. But analysts have pointed out much of the surge in prices, especially in food and gasoline, came about before Putin invaded Ukraine and under Biden's economic policies. The report said Representative Buddy Carter, Republican of Georgia, had suggested the reason. Representative Carter said, Biden wants the Green New Deal, and he sees high gas prices as a tool to achieve it. The American people see through this and will reject his radical anti-American policies in November. The left is concerned with preserving their power. Republicans will give power back to the people, unquote. And now this is Lou again. Now we'll jump right back to our Summer Shocks / Secrets series. You can find the earlier parts of these outrageous shocks and secrets at DividedKingdomRadio.com. Just visit our listening archives there. Also read our essays under Breaking News. Elizabeth and I are now again picking up the story we left last week, August 11th, about puberty gender-blocking drugs harming children. So now we move on to the National File. The headline reads, Brain swelling, vision loss are among puberty blocker side effects, FDA admits. This is by Frankie Stocks, July 30th, 2022. The FDA is admitting that puberty blockers hurt kids and can cause brain swelling and vision loss after identifying multiple young children who develop the symptoms while taking the drugs. The announcement comes as the Biden administration continues to endorse the use of puberty blockers in children, and after Transgender Assistant Health Secretary Rachel Levine claimed there is, quote, no argument, unquote, against their use in kids deemed trans. The FDA has announced it is slapping warning labels on the puberty-blocking drugs being prescribed to small children and robbing their bodies of natural development in the name of transgenderism, citing multiple cases of severe and potentially fatal side effects in a group of female patients who fell victim to to the drugs. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, identified 6 cases in females between the ages of 5 and 12 who were taking GnRH agonists, which presented a, quote, plausible association between GRNA agonist use and pseudotumor cerebri, unquote, the National Desk reported, citing a July FDA release. According to the FDA, just one of the 6 patients experiencing severe side effects had been prescribed the drugs as part of a transgender procedure, while the others were suffering from precocious puberty, a medical condition in which puberty onsets at an extremely early age. While precocious puberty is a rare condition, the medical community has documented a massive spike since the beginning of the COVID-19 outbreak and vaccine rollouts. The same drugs that are used to bring about gender reassignment in children are being used to treat precocious puberty. The FDA's move to put warning labels in the potentially lethal puberty blockers comes as the Biden administration has openly endorsed the use in transgender youth, even issuing federal guidelines calling for their prescription as part of a gender-affirming care. While Alabama passed a law criminalizing the use of puberty blockers in children, the Biden administration quickly went on the offensive, claiming that the drugs were a, quote, necessary part of life-saving medical care, unquote. The law in Alabama has since been blocked by a left-wing judge. Assistant Health Secretary Rachel Levine, a biological male who played high school football with General Mark Milley, claimed that there is, quote, no argument, unquote, among medical professionals against the use of puberty blockers, and blasted any doctors opposed to gender reassignment surgery in kids, citing its value and importance. And those two words are in quotes, value and importance. She went on to say, there is no argument among medical professionals, pediatricians, pediatric endocrinologists, adolescent medicine physicians, adolescent psychiatrists, psychoanalysts, or psychologists, etc., about the value and the importance of gender-affirming care, unquote. Levine, who formerly went by the name of Richard, told NPR just months before the FDA announced their findings. Alarmingly, before helping lead Pennsylvania's disastrous COVID-19 lockdown response and going on to join the Biden administration, Levine worked as a pediatrician. And
Lou, do you have a little more on that gender-affirming pharmaceuticals issue?
No,
I believe I do now. This was a little bit more of a postscript there, August 1st. Naturalnews.com by Ethan Huff. FDA gender-affirming pharmaceuticals can cause children to go blind. Handing out gender benders like candy to children who want to go trans may not be the best idea, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, when just putting out a warning about how puberty-blocking drugs can cause blindness in kids. The new label applies to gonadotropin-releasing hormone, GnRH, agonists, which in children are linked to severe headaches, pressure buildup around the brain, and vision alteration or loss. And a related article here is at least one drag queen believes that children should automatically receive puberty blockers from birth until they can consent to puberty. Oh, Lou, it's just horrible, isn't it?
Oh, it's an abomination.
Now back to Ethan Huff, children who take GnRH agonists in order to become their, quote, true selves risk developing pseudotumor cerebri, and Lou, you mentioned that, also known as idiopathic intracranial hypertension. It involves fluid building up around the brain and spinal cord for no apparent reason, causing high pressure that can damage the brain and the nerve in the back of the eye, known as the optic nerve. The new warning includes recommendations to monitor patients taking GnRH agonists for signs and symptoms of pseudotumor cerebri, including headache, papilledema, blurred or loss of vision, diplopia, pain behind the eye, or pain with eye movement, tinnitus, How do we pronounce that when you're dizzy? You know, you hear that noise.
Tinnitus, I think.
Tinnitus, I think that's right. Dizziness and nausea, reads an FDA announcement. Gender-bending children is a crime against humanity. And then we move right on to WorldNet Daily. Backlash hits Fed's program to make monkeys transgender. Well, this is WorldNet Daily. There's turmoil now for a federally funded program that, quote, created transgender monkeys following its exposure by the Washington Free Beacon. That publication now is reporting. Mauricio Martins, who heads the study for Scripps Research, informed the National Institutes of Health of the development in a January 19th email complaining that his monkey-based research to determine why transgender women have high rates of HIV was, quote, being twisted and berated by people who are not qualified to judge its merit, the Free Beacon said. The publication originally had reported that Anthony Fauci's division of the NIH spent $200,000 at a time the nation was fighting the COVID pandemic to study the transgender monkey controversy. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, in December 2021 gave Scripps Research $205,562 for the study, the report explained. As part of the study, researchers subject male monkeys to feminizing hormone therapy to study how it impacts the monkeys' immune systems, according to the NIH, the National Institutes of Health. The Free Beacon pointed out Fauci has overseen rampant animal testing since he took over the NIAID in 1984. It was revealed in November that the NIAID funded a study that infected beagles with heartworm larvae and euthanized them after experimentations. As part of another study, researchers infected beagles with mutated bacteria from ticks. Now, Lou, that's nothing compared to what Fauci and the NIH were doing in conjunction with the University of Pittsburgh. No, grafting those scalps from the aborted fetuses onto the scalps of rats. Oh, it's just beyond hell itself. And now we move on to these odd abominations and aberrations, these shocks, these. It is outrageous. Here it is, WorldNet Daily, July 16th. University pays for female students to have male genitalia made from their arms. Red State. The University of California, San Diego, wants to help its students get operations on their tops and bottoms. Therefore, the school has published a guide. For female students who'd like their breasts removed or a penis made from arm skin, and for males who prefer a vagina fashioned from their penis, the system will assist. As indicated at UCSD.edu, the student health insurance plan covers the operations as well as, quote, hormone therapy. Lou has a lot more wacky details of this truth is stranger than fiction surgery.
Additionally, encompassed by the plan, visual training, the electrolysis and laser hair removal of face, neck, and donor site, tracheal shaves, fertility preservation, from male to female, quote, gender-conforming facial surgery, unquote. They have brow lift, forehead contouring, malar, that is cheek implants, jaw and or chin reshaping, lip shortening, scalp advancement, that's the hairline, and rhinoplasty, which I believe has to do with the nose. Is that right, Elizabeth?
I believe so.
And for female to male, changed, they have augmentation, thyroid, chondroplasty, chin implant, and genioplasty, jaw implant. And in connection with those, travel expenses. Our expense is also paid for as many as 6 trips. Up to $250 for round-trip airfare will be provided. Pre-certification, and that word is in quotes, is required for most of the benefits. And all is explained here. And if we had the actual website up, we could click on that and see what they say. As for what bottom, that also is in quotes, bottom surgeries may involve, headline.com profiles popular procedures. One is penile inversion. It involves using the penile skin to form the neovagina. Rectosigmoid, a vaginoplasty, involves the use of intestinal tissue to form the vaginal wall. Phalloplasty involves using a skin graft to elongate the neopenis to 5 to 8 inches. The common donor sites for the skin graft are the forearm, thigh, abdomen, and upper back. As noted by the College Fix, UCSD is hardly alone in its aid. Still, it's blazing a trail. Nearly 115 colleges and universities help cover the medical costs for transgender students.
Did you hear that, listeners? I'm listening to Lou there, and, you know, I'm kind of smirking a little because I'm the one that decides who gets what article. And, listeners, you can imagine Lou is there struggling with all of these highly technical, very abominable, bizarre kinds of new creations against God's DNA, and they're hard to pronounce. So thank you, Lou, for being a good sport on that.
You're welcome.
Now, what I just heard was how many? 115 universities?
Yes, already that many help cover the medical
costs. We need
costs.
Repentance. We need you to pray. We need you, listeners, to tell others about DividedKingdomRadio.com. We must turn this nation around, and if you want to help to keep us on the air, a few of you have been helping us again, and we do need it. Please send some cash or a money order or a check written out to WWCR to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Again, that's Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Now, let's pick up the rest of this horrendous agenda.
UC, that is University of California, San Diego, is a medical school considered one of the best in the nation, often sets the stage for best practices that other campuses follow. And I must insert my little comment here, best practices. Well, I read that and said to myself, this is best practices?
In hell.
Yeah. But getting back to the article, UC San Diego hosts a Chancellor's Advisory Committee on Gender Identity and Sexual Orientation Issues. Its webpage touts UC San Diego physicians who co-lead the Center for Gender Affirming Care at Grady's Children's Hospital, which offers pediatric transgender services. Says Dr. Maya Marinkovic, Professor of Pediatrics at the UC San Diego School of Medicine and the center's co-director, quote, "We've seen a huge increase in the number of patients being seen," unquote. Over a short period, public education has robustly transformed. In myriad ways, universities have lately thrown their hats into rings once as far from schooling as the East from the West. It's an all-new world, especially perhaps out West, but the rest of America will surely soon catch up.
And yes, Lou, now moving to the Culture Watch that we often check out, we have a headline here from naturalnews.com, July 11th, 2022. And remember that 11 is Judgment Day. This is by Ethan Huff. Marvel Comics unveils homosexual Spider-Man character in latest effort to indoctrinate children and teens into satanic, self-mutilating LGBT lifestyles. The Marvel Comics empire is once again going, quote, woke with a new flaming Spider-Man character called Web Weaver that is effeminate, homosexual, and proud. The September issue of Spider-Man will depict the hand-on-hip queer character with a, quote, fearlessly femme, and that's F-E-M-M-E, which in French means woman, fearlessly femme identity. End of quote. According to comic book author Steve Fox, who says that the identity is, quote, central to who he is, quote, "Something I realized immediately when conceiving Web Weaver is that he can't and shouldn't represent all gay men," Fox tweeted on June 27th, getting ahead of the inevitable accusations from the, quote, gay community, end of quote, that Web Weaver is just another loud and proud stereotype and caricature of American homosexuality. Quote, "No single character can," he added. His fearlessly femme identity is central to who he is, but it's not the story, which you can experience for yourself in September. Fox's tweet, by the way, has since been switched to private, along with the rest of his account, which is no longer visible to the public. Disney and Marvel are proud to destroy your family and society. That's an internal headline by Ethan Huff. Then the article continues, in case you did not know, Marvel is owned by Disney. Oh, Lou, are we surprised?
Not really.
The same perversion empire that runs the Marvel Cinematic Universe movie series. Disney has proudly announced on numerous occasions that its goal is to inject as many LGBT characters into its content as possible. That means every time you watch a Disney franchise film or television show, especially with your children, you are fulfilling Disney's LGBT agenda. And Lou, I think you have a little more on that.
Yes, I do. It's not enough for public school teachers to groom your children all day long the moment they're out of your sight. Disney and Marvel also have to groom them on the big screen, and now in comic books designed to ruin their innocence and ultimately turn them into transgenders. Web Weaver is actually a relatively mild incarnation, in today's terms, of the LGBT agenda. Chances are that Web Weaver will in later series discover that his fearlessly femme identity means he is actually a woman, and that he must now cut off his private parts and take gender-bending hormones to become his true self. Quote, "Nobody stopped us, and it felt great," bragged Disney executive Carrie Burke about how easy it was to turn ABC Family, now known as Freeform, into an LGBT-peddling filth factory for kids. And she the person went on to say, "In part, I think nobody stopped us because we were targeting Gen Z and millennials. We were targeting a younger, I think, more open-minded, and now we know, as my son texted me this morning, Gen Z is 30 to 40% queerer than the other generations. Mom, so Disney better get with it," unquote. So there you have it, folks. Disney executives are loud and proud about how easy it is for them to corrupt and destroy your family every time you visit one of their theme parks or consume one of their low IQ, woke movie flicks or television shows.
Yes, Lou, they're working in conjunction, these big corporations like Hallmark and like Disney. And you had a little more there, didn't you?
I did. If that's not bad enough, Disney also recently launched a Pride clothing line for children and babies. If Disney could corrupt unborn children in some other way than pushing for them to be murdered through abortion, then you can be sure the company would be doing that too. And here we have a quote. "Meanwhile, Disney's Toy Story prequel, Lightyear, which includes a lesbian kiss, failed to live up to expectations at the box office. Star actor Chris Evans, who also plays Captain America in the Marvel film series, called opponents of homosexuality dinosaurs and idiots as part of a promotion of the film," writes Matt Lamb for LifeSite News. More related news coverage about the entertainment industry's devotion to corrupting and destroying your children and grandchildren can be found at evil.news.
And, Lou, now we move back again to perhaps some of the very darkest evil that we can cover, and that is these biological bioweapons labs in Ukraine that have connections possibly to the Pentagon, to NIH, to the CIA. And here back in May, Natural News' J.D. Hayes was reporting, former Canadian general captured in Ukraine by Russian forces was in charge of bioweapons laboratory. At the beginning of this month, Russians said they captured Kadyr, and this was General Trevor Kadyr, at the Azovstal iron and steel factory during the siege of Mariupol. He is currently in Moscow awaiting trial, the report noted. It added, Kadyr was apparently not on a mission for his government, but was in charge of a biolaboratory, Biolab Number 1, with 18 staff working under his command. Biolab Number 1 is reportedly managed by U.S. company Metabiota. the company Hunter Biden, son of U.S. President Joe Biden and Christopher Hines, John Kerry's son-in-law, had organized subcontracting arrangements for Ukrainian research laboratories through their firm, Rosemont Capital, on behalf of the Pentagon's Defense Threat Reduction Agency, DTRA. Cadieux was a career Canadian Army officer who attained the rank of Lieutenant General. He retired only recently amid allegations of sexual misconduct. Shortly thereafter, he traveled to Ukraine to allegedly join in the fight after Russia invaded in late February. Meanwhile, Russian blogger Svetlana Nikolaevna noted, according to a translation, that Kadyr was the head of 18 laboratories working on deadly viruses such as Ebola or Nipah. Now, that's a new one to me, Lou. Capital N-I-P-A-H.
Yes, new to me, too.
Yes, N-I-P-A-H. He was taken to Lefortovo, the investigative department of the FSB of the Russian Federation in Moscow, for trial by a military tribunal. Now, even though this was back in March, this can't be any more relevant. Last week, Lou and I read to you Bill Gates's actual words about more things coming, and there were some possibilities of what's coming. Now, the article here says, it's obvious the West and NATO were hiding several banned programs in Ukraine. And now we move right on with this story. This was May 13th, naturalnews.com by Arsenio Toledo. Russian claim, Democrats, Soros, and Gates set up Ukraine biolabs to make money for elections. The Democratic Party, including the Clinton and Biden families, with the cooperation of friendly foundations led by George Soros and Bill Gates, set up biological weapons research laboratories in Ukraine to generate additional funding for elections, say investigators. This is according to an investigation conducted by the Russian Nuclear, Biological, and Chemical Protection Troops, who named the leadership of the Democratic Party as responsible for the creation of the biolabs. It needs to be said that the ideologues of U.S. military biological research in Ukraine are leaders of the Democratic Party, said Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov, head of the NBC Protection Troops. And that was the Russian, not the NBC here in America of the false media. It was the Russian Nuclear, Biological, and Chemical Protection Troops. Through the Democratic Party, the government was able to set up a way for the biolabs to be funded directly from the federal budget. According to Kirillov, non-governmental organizations controlled by the leadership of the Democratic Party were also able to raise funds for the biolabs. Related article you could look for on the Internet. Russia says Pentagon spent $224 million on bioweapons programs in Ukraine. Some of these organizations include the Clinton Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and Soros' Open Society Foundations. They were also aided by investment funds from the Rockefeller Foundation, the EcoHealth Alliance, and Rosemont Seneca Partners, an investment firm co-founded by Hunter Biden. And, of course, the interior headline here by Arsenio Toledo was Big Pharma also involved with Ukraine biolabs. There's more, isn't there, Lou?
Yes, there sure is. Kirillov also named big pharma companies Pfizer, Moderna, Merck, and Gilead as being involved with Ukrainian biolabs. According to Russian intelligence, these corporations use the biolabs in Ukraine to test their experimental medications while bypassing international safety standards. According to Kirillov, this greatly reduced the research and development costs of new medications and increased big pharma profits. This, quote, allows the leaders of the Democrat Party to receive additional financial contributions for election campaigns, he added. Kirillov said that the federal government also leveraged the technological capabilities of big pharma companies to expand its own research capabilities, quote, not only in the field of creating biological weapons, but also obtaining information about antibiotic resistance and the presence of antibodies to certain diseases in populations of specific regions, unquote. This latest briefing from the Russian Armed Forces is just the latest confirmation regarding American involvement in biological weapons research in Ukraine. Before this, Alexander Bastrykin, head of the Investigative Committee of Russia, said that his service has clearly identified, that's in quotes, clearly identified American involvement, and that employees of the Department of Defense and companies with contracts with the Pentagon have worked in Ukrainian biolabs. Bastrykin added that between 2005 and early 2022, the U.S. spent over $224 million on biological research programs in Ukraine. Federal officials have confirmed the existence of biolabs in Ukraine, but said that the federal government only provided assistance for efforts that did not involve the research or development of biological weapons. This claim has been disputed by Russia and debunked by the country's investigations into the matter. Germany, Poland, and other U.S. allies in the North Atlantic Treaty Organization are also allegedly guilty of conducting military biological research within Ukrainian territory. Learn more about the bioweapons labs in Ukraine at biologicalweapons.news. Watch the full briefing from the Russian Ministry of Defense regarding the Ukrainian biolabs and their connections to the Democratic Party. And you can see that as a video. And the video is from Silvew, S-I-L-V-I-E-W, media channel on Brighteon.com.
That was all one word, wasn't it? Silvew.
It was. Yes, that's right.
And here's another one. We were moving on now from March, early March. This was breaking into May of 2022. Ethan Huff, May 13th, exposed. Pentagon conducted deadly biological weapons experiments on Allied soldiers in Ukraine and Georgia. In order to protect its allies against Russia, that was a quote, the United States performed biological weapons, quote, experiments on Ukrainian and Georgian soldiers, newly leaked documents show. Even though both Ukraine and Georgia are considered to be American allies, the Pentagon decided to harm these countries' soldiers as part of a $2.5 billion defense threat reduction agency, that's DTRA, biological engagement program, which included research on biological agents, deadly viruses, and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. Each type of pathogen was unleashed on local populations in both countries as well, exposing potentially millions of people to deadly infections. Related, the Pentagon's secret operations programs in Ukraine date at least as far back as 2005. A five-year Pentagon operation in Georgia, codenamed GG-21, involved arthropod-borne and zoonotic infections among military personnel in Georgia. The project's description explains that blood samples were collected from 1,000 military recruits at the time of their registration and physical exam at the Georgian Military Hospital located in Gori. These samples were tested for antibodies against the following 14 pathogens: Bacillus anthracis, Brucella, CCHF virus, Coxiella, Burnetti, Francisella tularensis, Honda virus, and Rickettsia species,
TBE virus, Bartonella species, Borrelia species, Ehrlichia species, Leptospira species, Salmonella typhi, WNV. The 10 milliliter blood samples were to be stored indefinitely at the NCDC Bluegrass Center, or the USAMRUG, with aliquots to be sent to the Walter Reed Institute of Research, that is Army Institute of Research, WRAIR, headquarters in the United States.
We have to interject here, Lou, that we can see, one time I said to you, every institution in society has gone evil, but what we can really see here is the extreme cohesion of this huge governmental network even to hear Walter Reed is involved in this. It's just a huge medical bioweapons genocide worldwide continuum and manufacturing facility, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. There's no doubt
about
that.
We're all just like those little creatures who had to hide in the rocks. What were they called? They were like little bunnies. Do you remember we were fascinated? Conies. Was that it?
I think that was it.
I think.
Yeah.
That's what we are. We're little conies. Go on with this right after Walter Reed.
Yes. In fact, it goes on to say that the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research is the largest biomedical research facility run by the Department of Defense.
Wow.
Even though the experiment was not supposed to cause death, any deaths that occurred were to be, quote, promptly reported, unquote, to the Georgian Military Hospital and WRAIR, usually within 48 hours of the PI being notified. The blood samples were also stored and further tested at the Lugar Center, a $180 million Pentagon-funded facility in the Georgian capital of Tbilisi, I think is how you pronounce that. If the Lugar Center sounds familiar, it could be because it has been embroiled in major controversy over the past several years. One scandal there involved drug giant Gilead, which ran a hepatitis C program that resulted in at least 248 patient deaths. Official reports listed the cause of these deaths as, quote, unknown, unquote. Arms Watch reported, quote, the Georgian project GG21 has been funded by DTRA and implemented by American military scientists from a special U.S. Army unit codenamed USAMRU-G, who operate at the Lugar Center. They have been given diplomatic immunity in Georgia to research bacteria, viruses, and toxins without being diplomats. This unit is subordinate to the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research.
Other documents obtained from the U.S. Federal Contracts Registry show that USAMRUG is also expanding in other nations beyond Georgia, including in Ukraine, Bulgaria, Romania, Poland, and Latvia. The next USAMRUG project involving biological tests on soldiers due to start in March of this year at the Bulgarian Military Hospital in Sofia, reports indicate. Here is the headline, the interior headline for Natural News. Hundreds of millions of dollars have been poured into Ukraine for biological weapons programs. The Pentagon's UP-8 program in Ukraine was similar, but involved intentionally spreading Crimean-Congo hemorrhagic fever, CCHF, and various hantaviruses. The research also involved patients with suspected cases of leptospirosis. That project began in 2017 and was extended a few times before ending in 2020. A description of that project reveals that 4,400 healthy soldiers in Lviv, Kharkov, Odessa, and Kiev were experimented on. The first 4,000 were tested for antibodies against hantaviruses, and the remaining 400 for antibodies against CCHF. Just like the GG21 experiment, UP-8 involved collecting blood samples for testing, the results of which were never provided to any of the participants. All deaths were also ordered to be reported within 24 hours. As of July 30, 2020, the DTRA allocated $80 million for biological research programs such as this in Ukraine. The Black and Veatch Special Projects Corp. oversaw this and other programs. Another DTRA contractor operating in Ukraine is CH2M Hill. And that's two sets of words there. Hill is separate. Which was awarded $22.8 million to reconstruct and equip two biolaboratories, the State Scientific Research Institute of Laboratory Diagnostics and Veterinary Sanitary Expertise, Kiev, ILD, and the State Service of Ukraine for Food Safety and Consumer Protection Regional Diagnostic Laboratory, Odessa, RDL. The DTRA activities in Georgia and Ukraine fall under the protection of special bilateral agreements. According to these agreements, Georgia and Ukraine shall hold harmless, bring no legal proceedings and indemnity to the United States and its personal contractors, or personnel, rather, contractors and contractors' personnel for damage to property or death or injury to any persons in Georgia and Ukraine arising out of activities under this agreement. If DTRA-sponsored scientists cause deaths or injuries to the local population, they cannot be held to account, Arms Watch explains. This is a very, very important series of reports that we have given you. You have not heard about this on Fox. You have only heard that maybe vaccines are still okay. COVID, fetal cell derived, aborted fetal cell derived shots maybe are still okay. But then we have that leading casket maker in North America, that young man who courageously came on the Stu Peters show and told us that in 7 months, there has been a 500% increase in children's coffins since the COVID vaccinations were enabled to be put in to babies as young as 6 months old and other young children. God Almighty is not happy with these things. God Almighty wants those Russian people who are still good in their military, who love Jesus Christ in their country, and who do not want their military to be woke and helpless and ready to be assaulted by any other country in the world. They are still fighting men. They are still soldiers. What about America? The problem is not going to be simple. It's not just that Trump made a good military. Trump built the country. No, Trump said the vaccines are coming. Warp speed. This problem is spiritual, and we need to get down on our hands and knees, each one of us, and repent and plead for God to shine the light of truth and to break up these horrendous abomination structures of the world medical police state and the pharmaceutical tyranny. If you appreciated this program, please help us. Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Good night.